It was April 16th, 2013, almost exactly 4 years ago, when emergency manager Ed Kurtz signed the contract that switched the city of Flint to the Carignan-Ndi Water Authority, the KWA. It was heralded as a cost-cutting move. That led to one of the biggest water contamination crises in American history and forced the city to go back to getting its water from Detroit until the KWA system is in place. But today, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver had an announcement about that.
I am recommending that the city of Flint stay with Great Lakes Water Authority as its primary source of water.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody is here with us now. Steve, last year the mayor said Flint was going to stay with the KWA. Why the 180?
Well, no one in Flint was overly happy about staying with KWA, so the mayor's office has been looking at ways to get around that. And so in the last 7 or 8 months, there's been a lot of discussion about what the city had to do as far as meeting federal and state requirements for a primary and a backup water source. And that led to where we are today. The city was able to reach an agreement with federal, state, and local officials that would allow the city to stay with water from Detroit through the GLWA, the Great Lakes Water Authority. The Great Lakes Water Authority would then take up some of the expenses that the city was committed to with the KWA pipeline. It wasn't always easy negotiations.
What are some of the potential risks the mayor was worried about if the city did connect with KWA?
The transition to a new water source was a big concern on the part of the mayor and the EPA and other officials as well. Whenever you have a switch to a new system, it always changes the water that is being used, and that creates difficulty with the water system. That was initially what they thought was happening with the Flint water system. They didn't realize that the system was being damaged by improperly treated water. So in order to avoid any problems with water quality, potential health risks, the mayor thought if we stay with our current system, the water from Detroit, we'll avoid the health problems. And potentially in the long term, this is a cheaper option than switching over eventually to the KWA pipeline.
Which I wondered what effect this might have on the water rates that people in Flint are paying.
That is a good question, and it's a question we don't have an answer to yet. When they were figuring out how much this would cost in the long term, the Great Lakes Water Authority folks didn't commit to a certain level of rate increases over the next 20 years, which is what the contract would be. Now, remember, the whole reason why the city looked to switch to the KWA pipeline to begin with was concern over rising rates from Detroit. So at this point, they say it's the cheaper option, but we won't know until we get further down the line.
Got to wonder what this means for the KWA, because wasn't Flint essential to getting this whole thing off the ground?
Well, a big part of the KWA's concern is taken care of with this. As part of this agreement, the Great Lakes Water Authority, the folks of Detroit, they will pay the $7 million a year over the next 20 years that the city of Flint was committed to pay to build the pipeline. Now, what they're getting kind of in exchange, 95% of the water going to Flint from the Great Lakes Water Authority will come from Detroit. The other 5% will be water that'll be coming through the KWA pipeline that'll be treated by Genesee County. So as everyone was saying, this is a win for the city of Flint because it gets to stay on water from Detroit. It's a win for the KWA pipeline because it has that $7 million guaranteed from the city, still guaranteed. And they're saying it's also a win for the consumers because there will not be a disruption in their water supply. Again, the one thing that is unclear at this point is, will there be an increase or a substantial increase over what is currently projected on city water rates? And remember, Flint's water rates are already extremely high.
And one just has to stop and kind of think of the circle. After all of this incredible environmental disaster, Flint's going to be back where it all started before this disaster began, drawing its water from the Detroit area.
Exactly. This whole thing started because the emergency manager appointed by the governor was charged with reducing the city's expenses. Ed Kurtz looked at this, saw that this KWA deal would be a cheaper option for the city, and in exchange for basically the effort to try to save a few million dollars a year, the state and the federal government has committed itself to spending more than $250 million to fix it.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. As always, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.